We estimate 1,100,000 adults over the age of 18 used inhalants in the past year. And by contrast, the estimated adult past year levels for crack cocaine is only 988,000. For LSD, it's 637,000. For heroin, it's 571,000. And for PCP, it's 75,000. So you can see inhalant abuse past year exceeds that of any of these other substances that are more widely known and thought of to be, quote, more popular. Inhalants can cause a wide range of effects. We know that people use them for their mind-altering properties, but they don't take into consideration the issue of suffocation, hallucination, mood swings, numbness and tinglings of the hands. They also don't take into consideration cardiac effects or sudden sniffing death syndrome, which is something where you prime the heart, it becomes hypersensitive, and suddenly the heart stops. And it can happen your first use or it can happen your fifth use. The fact is, you don't know when this is going to happen. This is what makes inhalant misuse even more dangerous because it is really Russian roulette in a huffing situation. We recommend that if you are misusing inhalants that you stop. If you believe that you're dependent or you're not sure, you should talk to someone, your primary care doctor or a specialist, to see whether you need more intense psychological counseling or substance abuse counseling in order to begin to address this issue.